So, Mr. Henderson, you had a great crowd, great turnout tonight for this kind of public forum. What are your thoughts on some of the comments you heard from the community as a whole?
Well, I think, you know, my response to that would be certainly I think it's important to always hear all the different, you know, views and opinions of what it looks like for a utility to go into the fiber business. So I don't really have an opinion, you know, that I should state. I don't agree with that. But I think it's important for us to be able to say, if we agree to disagree, that's okay. I think, you know, from our standpoint, we have looked at this extensively all the way back to 2001 when we started exploring going into the business. So this isn't something that we just, you know, dreamed up in a short amount of time. And we've looked at it obviously more extensively in the last 5 to 10 years. And we feel like the time is right. We feel like the needs are there. And it will be better for our community if Cleveland Utilities can be another provider of broadband in our community. Even if there are other folks here currently providing, and we would agree that's the case, we feel like our product will be one that our customers, given the opportunity to choose, might choose. And, you know, honestly, it's really unique for me personally, being in the water, electric, and wastewater business, you know, where we are the provider and people don't have that choice. This is a product where our customers will have a choice. So, you know, that's really unique to us, and we'll have to demonstrate we can deliver service, and they'll choose us and be happy they did.
Now, I know you guys have a timeline kind of moving forward over the next multiple years. What is the timeline look like for just the rest of 2023?
So if 2023 were only the timeline we were looking at now, I think I would have to state, one, our board has to approve and recommend the broadband program going forward. And once they do that, we would present a resolution to the City Council of the City of Cleveland. City Council will review and look at that and make a decision if they also would agree that we go into the broadband business. That typically would take 2 readings for City Council to approve that. Beyond that, if they recommend that approval, then we would very quickly start planning our business and starting building the fiber network that would be spoken of.
What do you think the potential of this means for the community as a whole in terms of opportunities?
I think in terms of opportunities, it's good to recognize competition, for one. That's, in my humble opinion, a good thing for our community. I think also the ability for the utility to provide a product that is a little bit different in a lot of areas with the symmetrical service that we spoke of will be very important for people to have moving forward. I think it's super important that people recognize that when they pick up the phone to make a call, if they're having a service issue, they're calling someone that resides right over here on Guthrie Avenue from Cleveland, Tennessee, speaking with an employee of Cleveland Utilities. I really like that personally, the fact that we're going to be the ones responding to any kind of issue.